Monica de la Cruz at the Republican National Convention. A Texan voice for the American dream. Texas border business. On the evening of July 17, 2024, the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee was electrified by a powerful and heartfelt speech by Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz. Representing South Texas, de la Cruz has been a vocal advocate for her constituents since she first took office in 2021. She is the first Latina and Republican to represent the 15th Congressional District of Texas in the United States House of Representatives. Her journey from the granddaughter of Mexican farm workers to a respected member of Congress represents the American dream, which she passionately defended in her address. Monica de la Cruz began her speech by highlighting her deep-rooted Texan values, instilled by her grandparents, who immigrated to the United States with little more than their faith in God. "I am the proud granddaughter of Mexican farm workers who came here with little more than faith in God. They never had much money, but they instilled in us strong Texas values. They taught me that anything is possible in America through hard work," she said, captivating the audience with her heartfelt words. De la Cruz recounted her own experiences of overcoming adversity, emphasizing that the American dream is still achievable through perseverance and hard work. "It wasn't easy, but I'm living proof that the American dream can become reality. Only in America can a little girl from South Texas go from watching pick watermelons to serving in the People's House." Her story of self-reliance and determination resonated deeply with the convention attendees, reinforcing the message that the United States remains a land of opportunity. Congresswoman de la Cruz expressed her concerns about the future of the American dream under the current administration. "Now, as a mother, I often think about my kids' future, and I'm worried the American dream is slipping away." She criticized the policies of President Biden and Vice President Harris, arguing that their approach has led to economic challenges and threats to national security. In her speech, de la Cruz outlined the impacts of the current administration's policies on her constituents, from inflation and housing affordability to immigration and national security. "Their policies put homeownership out of reach. Wages can't keep up with inflation. They give benefits to illegal immigrants and cut Medicare Advantage for our seniors. They say their immigration policies are compassionate, but there's nothing compassionate about open borders. They threaten our national security and flood our country with deadly drugs, killing our precious children." De la Cruz concluded her address with a fervent call to action, urging the re-election of President Donald Trump to restore America's strength and prosperity. "We must make America strong again by re-electing President Trump. Under his leadership, we can put hard-working Americans first again in this border crisis. We can restore peace and prosperity, create an amazing future with endless possibilities, and rebuild the most vital institution of all, the American family." Her speech at the Republican National Convention reflected her personal journey and achievements, but also clarion called for the revival of the American dream. "Together, we can turn Joe Biden and Kamala Harris' national nightmare into a revival of the American dream. Thank you, Milwaukee. Good night." Monica de la Cruz's compelling narrative, dedication to her constituents, and her family's legacy of military service continue to inspire many, reaffirming her position as a strong voice for South Texas and a defender of American values. Her historic role as the first Latina and first Republican to represent the 15th Congressional District of Texas stresses her commitment to breaking new ground for her community.